AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Oh, remember, I'm a teenage girl. I'm all emotional and get angry and sad over silly things.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Routes Through Pokemon Adventures.
Nope.
It's close enough.
Is that an adventure?
Your favorite host, Ruby.
This is actually a route this time.
Okay, wait. I forgot some stuff. Which trainers are we?
Oh, yeah. We didn't find any new trainers. So, I had a couple ideas. I figured we could either both just say we're dragon tamers, since we had to get dragon stuff this time.
Oh, I like that
Okay,
idea.
Let's do that one.
Okay. Welcome to another episode of Routes Through Pokemon. I'm Ruby. Do I say Route 15?
You can say it at some point. It could be after their names or whatever, but you forgot your dragon tamer.
Dang it! I'm sorry.
You could just start there, though. I'm dragon tamer Ruby.
I'm dragon...
Start over.
Oh, from the beginning?
No, from I'm dragon tamer.
I'm dragon... Tamer. I'm dragon tamer Ruby.
Okay. When you do that, you just said I'm right after the end of your messed up tamer, and that's hard to split up in recording.
I'm
so
sorry.
Can you like take a pause for a second and then try again?
I'm sorry. I'm trying. Okay, I got this. I'm dragon trainer Ruby. Tamer. I'm a tamer.
You're good at this.
I thought I was going to get it that time. I'm Dragon Tamer Ruby.
And I'm Dragon Tamer Sherlock.
Oh.
Hey, welcome. As you can probably tell by our intro, this is a special episode showing many of the flubs and mistakes Ruby and I and others have made in the process of recording these shows.
Made a lot of funny ones, so should be fun.
Yeah, there's some amusing stuff. A lot of struggling in Japanese titles. And if you've been keeping up, that means our last episode was the final part of our summer series of the story featuring Jared, Jaden, and Cerulean. And next week...
Jared, that's a funny name. I don't think I've heard that one in the story yet.
Okay.
Have I?
I think you have, first of all. And second of all... Yeah, you definitely have heard the name Jared.
No, I've heard that name as a name, but like...
No, in the story even.
Really?
Yeah.
When?
When you're talking to Jaden again, and you're like... And then the guy's like, ooh, who's the girlfriend? Blah, blah, blah. Ooh, trouble in paradise or whatever. And he's like, shut up, Jared, at the same time you say, shut up. And he also said, Jared, go away before that.
Okay.
In case anybody didn't pick up on the choices of names, Jared. Jade is a green color. And Cerulean is blue.
And it's also a town.
Yes.
In Pokemon.
And just for funsies, I can tell you the reason his name is Cerulean, just like the town that of the region he lives in, is because, like people today sometimes are, he was named after the city. His parents named him Cerulean.
Why would they name him after the city?
People do that.
I don't see why they do that. It could be confusing.
Sure.
I know some people named Hudson. And that's a town.
It is a town. It's also the name of a river.
Oh, really? I did not know that.
Yeah, there was a cartoon I really enjoyed called Gargoyles back in the day. And it was these, like, they got turned into stone for, like, a very long time after some kind of curse or spell or something. I don't remember. And when they finally wake back up, they're set out as gargoyles on a building in New York City, and the Hudson River is there. So that one of them gets their name from that river and calls himself Hudson, I think. They all take names based off of, like, locations and stuff, I think. I think one of them might even be, like, Bronx or something. I don't remember.
Bronx? Is that a place?
It's a borough of New York City.
I think that. If I was named after something, I wanted to be named Mississippi, because that's fun to say. My name's Mississippi. Miss Mississippi.
Or you could just be Ippy and get married, and you'd be Mississippi.
That's a thought. All right, changing my name. My name is now Ippy.
Anyway, so then next week we will have a collection of the stories from all in one place from the summer, because I hear people like that. But I also added an epilogue to it, so if you have listened to everything else, there's still something new with the next episode. And then the episode after that will be the third collection of Violet's story, which will have all the rest of the stories that we've gone through so far with Violet, which should catch everybody up, so that the following week after that, on September 2nd, we will be back with a regular episode once again as we cover Pokemon Heroes, the fifth Pokemon movie. And, of course, at the end of that, there will be another entry into Violet's story. So if you've been waiting for that, that's when you can expect it to drop. So, and then we should be back for a while. We're going to have, I think it'll cover another, like, I think once we come back, there'll be 10 weeks worth of regular stuff to finish off the Johto arc of the games and anime and manga. And then we will probably have a few other special stuff to come. And then the beginning of 2026, Ruby and I will be jumping into Season 3 with Pokemon Ruby, Sapphire, and Emerald.
Yay!
So that should be exciting. But we still have to finish this game, so. But I think that's all.
2026 is too close. It's not even supposed to be 2025. It's supposed to be 2023.
You're talking to somebody who grew up as 2015 as the far future that Marty traveled to in Back to the Future. Marty in Back to the Future, Part 2, he travels forward 30 years from his time, which was 1985, to 2015. So when that day approached, it was kind of significant, and then it was gone.
I was 4!
Yep.
Or somewhere around there.
Yeah, that used to be the future.
That is the past. Yeah. Most of the teens
are that past. And a silly movie called Demolition Man, which had a fun scene that was supposed to be slightly in the future. And that was, now I don't remember what year it was. I used to always remember it, but those were my markers for, like, the future. He gets cryogenically frozen and is then thawed out much, much further in the future without aging then. Mm-hmm. I don't remember what year it is in that future either. I want to say it was early 2000s was the one future, and then I don't know what year he wakes up in, but... Hmm. Anyway.
I saw a show that was, like, I don't remember what it was, but it was probably, like, 2022 or something that was the future, and we had, like, it was, like, February of 2023. I was like, that's the past!
Yep. Yeah, a lot of the things that I remember about the future from movies and stuff have passed. Not all of them, but many of them. All right, so, without further ado, enjoy the rest of our trips and falls along our routes through Pokemon.
Oh, dear.
Who's that Pokemon?
I still gotta get my game.
I'm already there.
Yeah, well, I was trying to get everything else.
Should I leave?
No, we're not doing anything up here. It's already hot enough. You hate that song. Lone Star, the country boy band.
On the whisper in the wind. How do I know all of it?
I'll be there till the end. Can't you see?
Okay.
The love that we share.
Why can't I get rid of that file and save something useful?
I don't know.
I named it Hana-san.
Are you sure?
I don't know. I guess so.
Don't you remember the puns there? Because Hana's flower, but yep, Hana-san and sun because it was a boy, so it still had the sun there and sun kern. It was full of puns.
Lynx. Human shape. Number
What'd you say?
Lynx?
It's Jinx.
I can't see this black on green. Oh, me.
Tangela.
You're Tangela? Who's that Pokemon? Alright, then that all wraps up, and so then it's Pokemon cards.
Yesterday, which was Saturday.
All my troubles seem so far away.
But they weren't. They were right next to me all day long because Daddy
now
didn't
I
have
find
work.
They're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Sorry. Go on.
Wow, you're a little kook today. So if you do hear any rain, we're right next to a window. Just saying.
Yep. Maybe it'll make us sound better. You'll be relaxed by the sound of the rain.
Perfect.
And the soothing tones of my voice.
Are you relaxed now?
Sorry about that. I just killed a mouse.
Wow, that was rude.
Which side's the left side of the fence again?
I don't know.
Look at the inside.
I don't.
Left.
I don't have those.
Oh no, back never mind.
I have
head.
Little indents that are barely visible.
Is the cord left?
Yes.
I figured that out because I'm plugged into the right and it's in my left ear. And here's my cord.
Yeah, the cord's left. Barely little indents. I can read them just fine.
They're small.
Do you need glasses?
Maybe!
Horse waffle streak. It typed, what is the? The is a definite article in English used to specify a particular noun or group of nouns that is known or has been previously mentioned. All right, you can just start it off and then I'll take over since we get there. Capiche?
Capiche.
You're supposed to say kaposh or kapoosh.
Kapoop.
Ah, you failed.
Okay, that logic is solid. Mm-hmm. Solid crap. All right.
Oh!
Dang it.
Dang it.
I had a burp bubbling up, but it didn't come.
That's disgusting!
That was gonna be my response, so...
Can we put his... Can we put what we hear from him on zero?
Tempting. All right. Alright, let's do it again because somebody was sniffing way before everybody else.
Oh, Jupy.
One, two, three.
Ooh, I have the grass
Joltik.
I like Joltik. He's funny. He sticks to Yomper's butt.
You say that every time.
I know.
It looked like you showed it to the mirror. I'm opening Scarlet and Violet's Stellar Crown with a Terastalized.
Cinderace?
Yes. That's it.
Say it.
Say crabominable.
Crabominable.
Thank you.
You just say yeah. You just say yeah when I say it. And I'm like, I take out my corrections usually. You're just supposed to say it.
Sorry. Now I know I definitely got that last week.
How do you know so well? How do you remember it?
I listened to the episodes.
Lies!
Oh, supporter trainer card. Iona. Iona. Iona.
And I will actually start this time.
Wow, so selfish.
Because the next time she will.
And that'll complete the trilogy.
Then I got a pincer, grass type, slash. Oh, I don't know why I read that. It's attack. Ah, there. I didn't get anything that time. I was like, I gotta sniff it again.
Yeah, mine doesn't have a strong smell this time.
Maybe it's our allergies.
Maybe.
All right. Well, you're gonna go first.
What are we opening?
Butt. Oh, about to say butt. You having troubles?
Mm.
I've got a pair of scissors if you feel brave. Oh, I'm not holding on. It was just a trap waiting to slip and kill ya. Kidding. Or am I? I wouldn't feel brave enough to use scissors. I'd ask you to use them for me.
Sure.
Do I've got another sliver? Wow, I'm just great at that.
Alright, well. Is that your dancing music?
Yeah, it's like by some fancy person. It's like a... Like, you play it on the piano? Did you have a T-Rex or a pterodactyl?
Well, I had a pterodactyl. I like flying.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure.
Yeah. That's something a bitter person says.
I'm not bitter. You're bitter.
That's also a bitter thing to say. Anyway.
Quit acting so bitter, Daddy.
Those shirts that I have on in those pictures were, like, so much my favorites. Especially that black and white one. It had those big, floofy, like, flamenco sleeves. So fancy.
Yeah, I remember that.
I don't think much about how I look anymore, but I look at that, I'm like, oh, I used to be cute.
You are still cute.
I'm glad you think so.
Oops. My phone committed suicide.
Oh!
That's
an interesting way to put it.
It's like throwing itself off of things. I don't want to live anymore.
When you started laughing, the bug on the ceiling, its wings went out and then went back in. Stop! The bug!
I scared the bug.
I think you did.
Love it.
Oh! So you haven't been messing up.
No, that was all intentional.
I thought you'd been messing.
And she knew what I was, why I did it that way, so.
Well, good, because I did.
Alright. Are you done shuffling?
Mm-hmm. you have to use a Meowth accent if you're going to say that's right.
That's right. No, I can't do it.
You failed.
Let's see. Yeah, I can't pull it up right now.
Then you can't say that's right.
Okay.
Okay, good.
That's right.
They tried to steal my... Oh, sorry. I was thinking...
I was like, wait, nope. What?
There, you're good. My bad. When she flirts with the woman that showed up...
flirts with the woman.
Yuxing claims that Ho-Oh is hangry. I was about to say hangry.
Hangry? Oh.
And the machine steals Wobbuffet and the machine steals...
They already have a Wobbuffet that they don't want.
And the machine... That's true. Polywrath goes down quick. Luca learns that the Remoraid helped protect the Met. Luca learns... What are you doing?
There's a bug on me. It's gone now. We didn't do trainers.
Oh, we didn't. All right, let's do that quick. New intro of the name. We're doing the skier and boarder, right?
Yes.
I'm skier trainer Shaylock.
And I'm... Wait.
Oh, wait. I did the wrong one. I'm... I'm boarder...
Maybe he has dementia and he's like 80
dementia.
Years old.
Dementia.
I don't even know what that is.
That's because you have it. I'm just kidding. Oh, you're just changing some of the words. Gotcha. Okay.
I'm not changing a single word.
You changed a single word and added some words.
I am not. Little liar. Oh! What was that?
I don't know. Puberty?
It was the machine! It was like that thing or something.
You made a weird noise when you said aura.
I didn't. The thing glitched.
Okay.
It wasn't me. It was the demon.
Maybe it's going through puberty. I don't know.
It's going through puberty.
Try again, or...
I asked if that was...
Yeah, and I can't see what you're doing.
I was pointing at the paper. I thought you could tell.
And eventually, Ash... Tummy grumbles.
No! Where's the toilet paper? There it is, with that plastic bag. It made me laugh. Now my boogers are all...
Testing, testing.
Hello, can you hear me?
Unfortunately. Just kidding.
Fine, I won't talk.
Hey.
I can hear my breathing.
Yep. All right.
Okay, stepping about. No.
You know what won the game for me? Bringing out Spearow right away. It got into your psyche. I'm kidding. Doot. Ice, baby. Doot. Ding. All right.
Oh, gosh.
What's up?
Kind of just like poofed onto my... top and a little bit on me.
Settle down, Belly. Settle down.
Was that yours?
I don't know.
I thought it was yours, but I was like, I hear a sound.
I thought it was mine, but I don't know.
I didn't feel anything. So
I thought I felt something, but it was super light. So when you asked, I was like, maybe it's not mine.
I couldn't tell.
Sure.
Dude, why'd you take that off?
I didn't realize it came up. I was just looking at it. Sorry.
Leave my bed alone. Taking my stuffies down. Taking my knobbies off.
Oh.
What do I say to transition?
I don't know. Say something about moving on. I don't know.
Okay, but what did we move on to exactly?
To like, the actual
are we getting
game.
Started?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. It's been a little bit for me. Now, Daddy needs to stop shuffling papers. Sorry. It doesn't matter how much I can wait.
Okay.
I like the continuity.
Continuity. And I also have a little hang-up on the way you said the episode title in English. It's Bulbasaur, the Ambassador. There's a pause.
Bulbasaur. The Ambassador. Suicune to Minakai.
Minaki.
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 Minik. Okay. Minaki. Oh gosh, what's that first one?
Meitante.
Meitante. Or Suicune and Minaki.
Minaki. Suicune and Minaki.
Suicune and Minaki.
Minaki.
It can send concentrates the weak electric charges emitted by itself.
Concentrates and emitted. Dragon.
Oh, concentrates. That makes sense. One tricky phony.
Try that again.
Why? Hi-ho, silver away! Or, oh gosh.
Hold on, I'll help you in just a second. Oh, jeez.
Pokemon Puppetory.
Potpourri.
Potpourri.
As long as this Pokemon's... Maintain to Radio de
Rido.
Radio de Superchire. Right? Superchire. Versus Kamex. Lizardon
Fushigibana.
Fushigibano.
No. Fushigibana.
Fushigibana. Uzumaki kapu.
Uzumaki.
Uzumaki kapu. Mizuno Kodashimamu.
Shiamu.
Shiamu.
Koroshiamu.
Koreshimu.
Koroshiamu.
Koroshiamu. De bat.
Dai batoru.
Dai Batoru. By Datoru. I probably told you so. Or.
I can't even get myself to try to say it. Nyorotono. Now you're just being more difficult. You were closer the last time, you just had too many syllables.
No.
You should maybe okay. Just use Google for this one.
Nope. I'm not even sure I can do this one.
Okay, wait, I got this. Dingu.
Sure, let's go with it.
Okay. Dang, I have to say that one word again. Or... Ready?
Yeah.
Okay. He looks like he might be from Team Star. He looks like that colored one.
Can I see?
Yes. I think he's probably one of the Team Star people. And I remember having
the poison Team Star.
Oh.
Also, calling him colored, probably not the best idea. And that was usually a more offensive term for black people.
Oh, I just meant he had a bunch of bursts of colors.
I know what you meant.
I'm sorry. It looks nice.
Pollen doesn't float. It runs.
It what?
I'm just being a dork. Ignore it.
Okay. We're going to have that one person who watches comment again.
Watches again with the watches.
He always believes you.
Listens. It's a podcast. It's not a show.
Don't some of you watch a really cool symbol that I made?
What?
I'm saying that some of them look at our very cool symbol that I created.
What symbol?
The little Pokemon that's with the Pokeball that says RTP. And
this is not a Pokemon.
It's
called a logo, not a symbol.
Oh.
And you didn't put anything together for that.
Yes, I did. I put everything together for
that. Oh my gosh. All right, moving on.
That's what I tried to do earlier.
She wants the fame and the glory.
Apparently, she's a... Yeah, problem.
She's a glory hog.
So anyway...
You and your puns, you punny punner. Why is my chair creaky?
Good job. High five.
And why did you guys want him to win again?
That's not where my hand is.
Oh, you did have your hand out. I thought you there just said go. High five and then didn't even put your hand down. I was like, I guess I'll high five your head. Oh, gosh. Blast in the woods. Like learning stuff. And they drink a bunch of ranch. He goes, why do you have a big bottle of ranch? And he goes, because I'm starving. I think. And then he drinks the whole bottle of ranch. It's like a big family size. No, party size.
Sounds like you swatted a fly.
Maybe I did.
Well, with... How do I move us out?
How do you want to move us out?
I don't know. I don't want to move us out.
Oh, yellow.
Who's yellow? Who's red? Gus and Tilly? Tilly. Who's Tilly?
Don't you remember Tilly? Gus and Tilly from the Halloween special? Yes.
No.
And now you're a nurse at a Pokemon Center.
I don't know how to do the nurse. Am I supposed to be like Nurse Joy or whatever
basically,
her name is? So yeah. Like perky and young and all that?
Yeah.
I'm no longer perky or young.
I still can see you that way.
It looks like you've been out in the rain.
That's too young.
That's my Little Miss Sunshine voice.
That's too young.
That was Little Miss Sunshine.
I'm like, that was a perfect little girl voice.
Misery Land. I've never heard of that
before.
Well,
now I know what voice to call on when I need a little girl from you. Think of Sunshine.
Something of Little Miss Sunshine here.
Yeah.
Okay, let's try that. Well, if you want young and perky, that's
there you
perky.
Go.
Okay, so not that young.
No.
Dial in the nachos here. It looks like you've been out in the rain. Is that still too young?
A little bit.
Okay.
Maybe too perky. Maybe that's part
like
of it.
It looks like you've been out in the rain.
I feel like I need to hear a voice or something. I don't know.
It looks like you've been out in the rain.
Oh, so a little bit more... soft.
Yeah.
Okay. It looks like you've been out... That's too soft. I sound like a professional. Ugh.
Like a professional?
Like, I'm like a businesswoman. That's not what I'm going for.
I kind of need my paper. I forgot what episodes we covered. That wasn't it. This is it. No, you're not it. You're not it. I threw one paper really far. I think it went over there. You know what? That's fine. I just have two eyelashes. It's Sparky!
I didn't even get to anything being there. You just said we see Gary enough that he's not counted as a Rockin' Reunion, just a... and we see him a whole lot less. He's family?
Yeah.
Now, Delia and Oak have not gotten married yet.
he's basically family.
But you have to wait for Jesse's lines.
Did you give me a piece of paper?
I forgot I didn't give you
anything. My hand was standing out ready, and I was like, "What? Jesse's lines? I'm trying."
Oh, the Spiro?
No! Don't say. It's he who must not be named.
The Spiro is now Lord Voldemort. Remember, fear of a name creates more fear of the thing itself.
Hate of the name creates more hate of the thing, which I'm okay with. Ha!
Is what happens again, which sends the egg into the woods. Sends the egg into the woods. Lost.
Oh, I was like, why are you waving your hand like a crazy person? Lost in the woods.
When the Scythers gave them all haircuts.
Oh, I remember that.
We discovered she's wearing a wig.
Well, that's a little bit later, but yes. Later. It's quite a bit later.
Oh, they mentioned it in an episode. I just remember that we discovered she wore a wig. Okay, never mind.
Well, Meowth might just be insulting her.
Yeah, I don't think it's actually a wig.
James is the one who said it.
Cook-up? Wow. So cheesy. And kind of evil. Cook up? Are they being cooked?
No, they cook up an interesting intro. Making a run for it. LOL. I don't remember. There was a reason that was funny, and I don't remember what it is. Anyway. Team Rocket chase them down. Oh. So they make a run for it. And one of the... Meowth or something. I think Meowth... No, maybe James. Somebody says that they're making a run for it. And Jesse's like, what do you mean? And Meowth or James corrects... Like, explains. They're making a run for it. That's what they mean. But that's not what she was referencing. And it was just really funny.
Oh, and that mystery guy, right?
The Elite Four.
Oh.
What mystery guy?
He doesn't know what he's talking about.
The way you said it makes it sound like there's another secret.
There's plenty of secrets. While they're chatting, we are treated to a view of water Pokemon out a window, enjoying a pool. And guess what Pokemon... is out there.
Water Pokemon?
Yeah, what kind of water Pokemon would get me excited?
Vaporeon!
But then, Raikou growls.
It was the thunder. I'm adding special effects.
I like it.
Well, now that we've concluded our special, or who's that Pokemon was, I gotcha. You thought there was a Pokemon, but there was none.
It was Raikou.
It was Raikou. Yes. Espeon? What was Espeon?
In the Eeveelution episode.
We did the Eevee episode?
I showed you the paper so you could see.
Oh, well.
I did the Bulbasaur one. Ho-Oh with Suicune. Getting
wow,
the
we had some really good ones.
Yeah.
I'm good with it. Donphan was a featured Pokemon. Vampy. Yeah. Vampy was featured enough. There were good ones, though. I kind of forgot about those ones because we're recording this in two halves. Which you probably will not know. I was about to say, Ender, who's that Pokemon?
Nope, it's my turn. Do you remember who Q-Cone is?
I'm going to guess Ninetales.
It is. Why'd you guess that?
Because I remember the episode.
Oh, well, fine then.
But the Q also is nine.
Yep. Yeah, because I think Vulpix was like Rokon or something. Because six. It only had six tails. Finally, Ninetales and Victory Bell team up. Victory Bell. They don't team up.
Ninetales and Victory Bell?
Must be Bayleaf.
Ninetales teams up with a Pokemon. Fool you.
Yep. Sounds like you're saying something else, kinda.
Fool you.
Eh, that's better. That's a better one. Mine's heavier language.
Your mind is so dirty.
Dirty? I wouldn't say it's dirty, but anyway. I was just surprised. We were talking about A Promise is a Promise, and the Around the World pool was a lot higher.
Well, I don't know. Doesn't give me a lot. It's like, I don't know. I want it a second. I don't know. I want it right there. I can never tell with your I don't know.
You don't need to tell. You don't need to try to figure out where I'm at.
Well, I didn't care too much either, so I was like, what's your thoughts? I don't know.
What's that one about? You should give a reminder, because it's a good...
We just talked about it. Quite literally. It was the Lugia one. Quagsire episode?
So, we can only take his ranking of that one with a grain of salt.
I don't even know what that means.
Very little, like, consideration about it.
And then our Who's That Pokemon? Oh, wait, no, that's for you, sorry.
Oh, right, I'm hosting. All right, well, that concludes our episode and our Who's That Pokemon.
It does not conclude our episode.
Oh, it concludes that episode. You know what? We'll just jump into Who's That Pokemon.
And, like, also just the plot. Like, I'm saying, like, way too many times. Okay.
Dig for treasure.
Dig for pleasure.
Prepare for trouble with our bag of tricks. And make it double with a couple of picks.
That was pretty good. We got it on our first try.
That was really good, guys.
Thank you.
I mean, I made my speaker rattle in my headphone, but...
With Ash's help, keeps Misty back on the ferry. And our hoop... Oh,
what?
That's your job.
Oh. Do episode 217 or season 4-5. That's what I was going to say.
The footprints of this Pokemon are poisonous.
Oh my.
Sorry, what? I was laughing at Applin.
The footprints of this Pokemon are poisonous. Are you going to tell us to rank it or what?
I already did. Final battle in the Whirlpool Cup.
What the heck is wrong with you?
I couldn't find cup. I do request that you throw your pack away.
I have been throwing them away.
Okay.
Like when I cleaned your room for you of all the stuff and threw all the packages away and everything.
Very, very helpful.
Testing, 1, 2, 3, or you're set to record.
What?
You already set it to record.
Well, yeah, I thought I should. Oh. Wait, what are we covering today?
We're going to do this while we're doing the game, Elite Four stuff.
So it's a game episode?
Yeah.
I'm not going to fall asleep to this.
All right, here. Yeah. I'm going to do this first, though, while we're waiting on him.
Okay, your throat.
What was great about the slamming of the door is every time it slammed, then Lena goes, bark, bark,
bark, bark, and then stops. And it's like, and they were going like over and over and over and over again. And I'm like,
apparently they're all running out to see grandma, even though they were told to clean them in floor.
Ah. I can scratch, scratch, scratch.
You can hear it?
Yes.
He's so quiet, though.
The mic was picking it up. I don't know. Stop drawing and focus.
I'm paying attention.
Probably just because I'm heavier, so I sink lower.
That breathing's so heavy.
What am I supposed to do now?
You have to let us. You have to declare it's time for us to pick our Pokemon.
Oh, I thought we did tallies first. Okay. Now it's time to pick our.
Well, I could do the tallies first, I guess, if you want.
Like, come on.
Oh, you just led perfectly into it. Let's say ding.
Oh.
You, like, said it, and you even trailed off. I was like, when we say ding, it was perfect. And I was like, hey, it was already. I was like, oh, you didn't. You were going to say it. Bayleaf sends Team Rocket blasting off again.
Ding. Ding.
You didn't join.
I didn't know we were going to do that.
We do it every time.
I forgot. Jeez.
All right.
Messing it up.
Team Rocket blasting off again. Ding.
Shoot, I forgot.
Come on.
But then another geyser erupts and sends Team Rocket blasting off again. Ding.
Gosh. Dang it.
Blasting off again.
Ding.
Ding.
Blasting off again.
Ding. Oh, ah! I always forget to do that.
Not always. Ding.
Calling.
Ding.
Wow. Blasting off again with PMC. Ding.
Calling. I wasn't sure if there was a ding.
Blasting off again!
Ding.
Ding! Ding! I was a little late, but got it.
I was actually late. It went ding, time. Ding, ding. It was pretty funny, actually. Anyway.
Oh, I go, I go.
Ding!
Ling!
They went flying off. They just didn't say the normal stuff.
I guess.
Blasting off again!
Ding-a-ling!
Good job.
Yay!
Well, that concludes our episode for today. Next week, we will... Oh, never mind. Just look for the Routes Through Pokemon playlist. Oh, that's me. And feel free to leave comments. Comments. Please don't send us any comments.
It was you. I was like, I thought she was rocking her chair. I'm like, what are you doing? Well, thank you. Oh, that's lovely. Thanks, love.
Oh, I get one too. Yummy. Thank you.
You're a lovely woman.
Love you guys. Love you. My mouth ain't that big.
Mm-hmm. No one would ever know that with how much you use it, though.
Wow.
So sassy.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
reminds me of the post-credit scene from Avengers. Where they're all eating shawarma.
What's shawarma?
A place and a type of food.
Now I'm super thirsty. I wonder if there's any water in my purple thing. I just swallowed an Asian beetle.
Good protein.
I felt it hit the roof of my mouth and it was already going down, so I was like, just go.
Yep.
I need my papers. Halfway through the bloopers, just put that eating chunk.
Oh yeah, I will.
Why?
Because we're sticking.
Mm-hmm.